So basically, it all goes back to what Mayor Walker always talks about, is for Perry to have smart growth and not just growth for growth's sake.
That's right. We're looking for development standards that allow our city to grow in the way that we want it to.
Welcome to the Inside Perry Podcast, where you get an inside look at Perry, Georgia's local government. We're glad you chose Perry, where people make the difference. Whether you stay a few hours or a lifetime, your time in Perry will be rewarding and unforgettable. I'm Tabitha Clark, Communications Manager for the City of Perry. Hello, Holly, and welcome to the Inside Perry Podcast.
Thank you, Tabitha. Thanks for having me.
So Holly is here to talk about a hot topic around the City of Perry, and that's zoning. So a lot of people may not know exactly what we're talking about, but it affects everybody within the community. And I didn't know what was all involved with it before I started working in local government. So Holly, what exactly is zoning?
If we think about zoning very simply, it just determines where specific uses can and cannot be built in our community. But more specifically, though, zoning is established by a zoning code, which is adopted by City Council. And in Perry, our zoning code is called the Land Management Ordinance. And most cities in America adopt their own zoning codes, and they can be very different from place to place.
What purpose does zoning actually serve, then?
As it is stated in our land management ordinance, zoning is a guide to development in accordance with the existing and future needs of the city, and to promote the public health, safety, morals, convenience, order, appearance, prosperity, and general welfare of the property owners and residents of Perry.
So that it covers a lot, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes, it does.
So if I'm understanding right, the land management ordinance actually serves as a guide on what can and cannot be built on different pieces of land.
Yes, that's right. And there's actually two components to our land management ordinance, the zoning map and the regulations. The zoning map shows every single parcel within the city limits of Perry and what its zoning classification is. Each zoning district specifies what types of uses are allowed on those properties, and cities and counties can establish their own specific zoning districts, but typically there's always going to be districts for residential, commercial, industrial, and institutional land. Perry has more specific districts which regulate the intensity of development within those more general categories.
Gotcha. So let's start with one of the most popular or one of the most requested would be commercial zoning. So are all commercial zonings the same?
No, not quite. So if we're thinking about commercial zoning districts in Perry, we have C1, C2, C3, office and institutional, and limited commercial. So C1 is highway commercial, and it is mostly the properties nearest to Interstate 75, and it's our most intense commercial district. C1, it allows for the development of truck stops, for example. Now C2 is less intense. It's called general commercial, and it includes a wide variety of uses, and this is the most common zoning district along Perry Parkway near Publix, for example.
Okay.
And C3 is our zoning district for downtown Perry. These uses here are less intense and typically include like smaller scale restaurants and shops like you would see on historic Carroll Street. Also, we have office, institutional, and limited commercial. They usually include a low intensity mix of small professional businesses, medical offices, and churches. On the residential side of things, we also include a variety of densities in our zoning districts that go from single-family homes on large lots to multifamily, which allows for larger apartment developments.
And I know we also have a unique zoning district in Perry called the PUD. Now, what is that?
Yes, so a PUD stands for Planned Unit Development, and it's a zoning district that must be requested by developers and requires that the applicant provide a detailed plan for their proposed development. Now, this plan ultimately determines the development's standards that must be met, and it essentially creates its own zoning regulations. But that's important because often these regulations are more strict in areas than any of our other zoning districts would be.
Gotcha. So within the land management ordinance is basically the big guide. So
how do we know what Perry standards are for building within the land management ordinance?
Sure. The regulation component of the land management ordinance includes what we call a use table. Now, this table says what uses are allowable in which district. Other regulations within each district may include standards like minimum lot sizes, setbacks, parking requirements, landscaping requirements, design standards, and sign regulations. And each of these standards that's in the land management ordinance, they really have a major influence on the visual impact that the developments have in Perry. So when you see things that are happening in your city, the way that they look, it's because there's standards for that in our land management ordinance.
Gotcha. That seems like a lot of standards that somebody has to keep in mind and use. So why even use district and guidelines?
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to zoning and those regulations. And the primary benefit is that it ensures that new development is built in a way that it's predictable and reasonable, and it minimizes the impact to adjacent properties. So, for example, we're not going to allow a manufacturing company to be built next to a single family home. That just doesn't make sense.
Right.
And the protection that zoning creates for land use is especially important in Perry because we're always focused on quality of life and smart growth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As everyone knows, Perry is a growing community, and our zoning regulations are a tool that really helps the city to ensure that new development is complementary to Perry's historic character. Also, there's more stringent regulations in place for downtown Perry, where historic preservation and maintaining the small town charm of our city is key.
So basically, it all goes back to what Mayor Walker always talks about, is for Perry to have smart growth and not just growth for growth's sake.
That's right. We're looking for development standards that allow our city to grow in the way that we want it to.
So citizen engagement is a big part of who we are in Perry. So how would somebody get involved in different aspects of zoning? Is there a way for the public to get involved?
Sure. There's several ways that the public can get involved in planning for the future of Perry. And the first way that you can do that is to participate in our comprehensive planning process. This comprehensive plan is a document that directs the city's physical development and land use decisions for a five-year period. The city holds a series of public meetings, and residents are encouraged to attend those, provide input on the comprehensive plan, and then that input directly impacts the city's future development. We also encourage residents to attend public meetings, especially when there are proposed updates to the zoning code and specific districts and their regulations. So, for example, Perry recently updated our residential districts to include specific zoning districts for multifamily development and townhomes. Each of these new districts now includes specific regulations for development that must be met in order for a project to be approved to move forward in Perry.
And the example of that is the townhome development standards, right?
Yes, that's right. So this recent update of our land management ordinance established a zoning district specifically for townhouses. This created those development standards for townhouse projects that includes the requirement for them to maintain a large percentage of green space, to construct sidewalks, plant street trees, and provide adequate parking for the residents. And all of these regulations are reviewed by community development staff and our consulting engineers with a developer and initially applies for those permits and submits their plans.
So we've only scratched the surface of what zoning is in the city of Perry. It's a very complex issue.
Sure.
So if somebody is really interested about zoning, such as the zoning map and the land management ordinance, where can you find out more information about that?
Well, I know that you've talked about Perry Points.
Yes, of course.
On the podcast before. And residents can get involved in planning and zoning matters through Perry Points. If a resident have signed up for Perry Points, they're welcome to select planning and zoning as an area of interest, and they'll be notified via text message for upcoming zoning hearings. But if you're interested to learn more details about zoning, we encourage you to check out our website. This is the best place to get that information. You can see our zoning map and our zoning code and all of the regulations that we have for development here in Perry. Also on our website is our Planning Commission schedule, and that's where you can plan to attend a public meeting and hear current zoning cases. And those may include anything from applications for annexation into Perry, rezoning of properties, special exceptions for certain uses, and even amendments to the text of the land management ordinance. And these meetings are held on the second Monday of every month at the Perry Events Center. And they're open to the public, so we welcome you to come.
That's great. So lots of opportunities to for the public to get involved. It affects us all, whether you're residential, commercial, industrial. And we have strict standards, guidelines, regulations to make sure that Perry is the same Perry that we want to grow and thrive.
That's right.
If you want to learn more, you can visit our website at perry-ga.gov, and you'll click under Business Services and Community Development, and you can dive into all the information Holly has shared and much, much more.
That's right. Thank you for having me, Tabitha.
Thanks for listening to the Inside Perry Podcast, your inside look at Perry's local government. Take a look at the show notes for more information about today's episode. If you like Inside Perry, we encourage you to subscribe and share the podcast with your friends and family. We look forward to seeing you around in our amazing community, where Georgia comes together.